Section 5, the RBO process. Phoenix Firefighters Association Local 493 represents this membership and is invited through the Relationship by Objectives, RBO process, to participate in the design and implementation of the systems, procedures, and processes that form the framework of our organization. The RBO process brings labor and management together in an open and honest arena to work through tough issues, deal with conflict, and reach an agreement. The Phoenix Fire Department uses the RBO to manage new ideas and changes in the organization through the use of committees that represent both labor and management. These committee meetings are always open and advertised to all members. The fire chief and the union president appoint the co-chairs of each committee. A correlating committee made up of management, senior staff, and Local 493's executive board oversee the RBO process and discuss and decide on issues that could not be resolved through the normal process. The RBO process is based on the principle that those who are closest to the actual services we provide should be allowed equitable input into the system. The RBO process solidifies the relationship between labor and management. The emphasis of this partnership is tackling issues and seeking equitable solutions without damaging relationships. The RBO process allows room for differing opinions without inviting disrespect or unhealthy politics. The end result is the Phoenix Fire Department is a fair, effective organization with buy-in from all members, no matter what rank or position. The RBO process works because both sides respect each other as being credible participants who have value to offer, and because both sides remain open to another point of view. Those are the basic values that drive the organization. Relationship by Objective, RBO. From RBO, then and now. We just work it out. Spend a day walking around the Phoenix Fire Department building and you'll hear that a lot. We just work it out. Some people refer to it as the magic dust, and in a sense, there's a little mystery involved. At the Phoenix Fire Department, things just happen. They get done. They get taken care of. Nobody gives an order. There is discussion, but no argument, and there is no fighting. Nobody ends up filing a grievance. Around here, labor and management actually like each other. Issues that seem like they should bring nothing but chaos, like drug testing the entire department, are problems that are simply and quietly solved. From a distance, it looks like magic. Leaders from fire service organizations across the nation travel here to find out what the magic dust is, why it works, and how they can bring it home. Too often, when they take it back to their department, it doesn't work for them. So why does it work here? RBO history. How did it start? In the late 1970s and early 1980s, nobody was happy. Police officers in the city of Phoenix were paid at a rate 17% higher than firefighters. Negotiation with the city was not going particularly well, and there was talk of a strike. When the city refused to create parity between firefighters and police, the International Association of Firefighters, Local 493, went so far as to create a public relations campaign on television, radio, and in the newspaper called Firefighters Make House Calls. If they couldn't convince city leaders to come through with what they needed, they'd convince the voters directly. Enter a man named Sam Franklin. In 1984, Sam Franklin was a federal mediator who had worked with the city during its contract negotiations with firefighters. Sam knew Pat Cantelmi, who was, at that time, Local 493's president. He also knew Alan Brunacini, at that time the fire department's chief. What mattered most is that Sam Franklin also knew that Cantelmi and Bruno had known one another for years, had worked together, and had a strong commitment to the process. Because of that key relationship, Franklin was willing to try something that had never been done before, a program called Relationship by Objective, or RBO. RBO had been used in the private sector, but never before had anyone tried the system in a public agency. It was complicated at first and very structured, but things between Local 493 and the city were so strained, anything that might work was worth a shot. It couldn't be used to solve wage and hour issues. Those could only be negotiated officially with city management. However, it began to address dozens of other differences that were starting to get in the way. To start, they had to pick a neutral zone away from Phoenix where there would be few, if any, interruptions or distractions. They picked Flagstaff, a 2-hour drive from Phoenix. It was far enough away that no one could get back to town quickly or easily, and no one from Phoenix could get to them. It's cold in Flagstaff in December, so there wasn't much to do outside the hotel. Cell phones and pagers weren't what they are today, so phone interruptions would also be minimal. The scene of the first RBO showdown was the Little America Hotel in Flagstaff. Sam and four other mediators were there. Each side, labor and management, picked people for their teams that represented all aspects of the fire service in Phoenix. This wasn't necessarily a happy meeting, but to accomplish the goal of the RBO process, they had to start by agreeing on one thing. Both sides either had to reach agreements or they had to identify their differences and come up with a way to resolve them. It started with each side being sent to individual conference rooms, labor in one room, management in another. The assignment to come up with a list of the things they really hated about each other, about the job, about the department. Then they had to come back together in the same room. The facilitators shared the lists that each group had made. The lists were long, and although many similar items showed up on both lists, there was a lot of disagreement. Some folks even remember there was a good deal of shouting. The groups broke up again, attempting to come up with specific ideas to address each issue, this time for discussion. After a few hours, they were back again as a group. This first RBO meeting went on like that for 3 days. RBO action plans, the system behind the magic dust. They did it. They met the goal that federal mediator Sam Franklin had set for them. They came up with a list of issues and agreed to solve some of them. Some couldn't be solved even after 3 days. On those, they agreed to disagree and find common grounds. Was it over? Not by a long shot. The next step in the RBO process was, and is, the action plan. Action plans have evolved a little bit since that time, but the basics are the same. Every action plan essentially addresses one of two possibilities. One, it will either implement a solution that has been agreed to, or two, it sets up specific steps that labor and management will take to come closer to an agreement. Here's how the action plans worked back then and still work today. A committee is formed for each issue. The committee is co-chaired by one person from labor and one person from management. Committee members are chosen in equal numbers for labor and management. Depending upon the issue, there may be a dozen or more people involved. Specific timelines are set up, how often the committee will meet, when the work needs to get done, and when the group will follow up or report back. RBO committees meet quarterly and report back to the group at the annual meeting in Flagstaff. So, the reality is that once the annual RBO meeting in Flagstaff ends, the action plan committees take over. During the quarterly committee meetings, these labor management teams decide the best way to meet the goals set for their action plan and put in motion whatever is necessary to make those goals happen. In other words, until the next RBO meeting in Flagstaff, the action plans are a work in progress. A correlating committee, which includes the fire chief, assistant chiefs, the union president, and the union vice presidents, tracks the progress of the action plan committees. This is the system that supports the magic dust. It's used consistently the same way every time so that everyone involved knows exactly what's going on. So, what's the magic dust? Protecting relationships, the RBO magic. Don't sacrifice a relationship for an outcome. Understand that conflict will occur and use the process to change the process. Take care of problems when they're small. Call first and talk to each other before you make a big deal out of conflict. These lines come directly from the Phoenix Fire Department Administrative Regulations Labor Management Team Procedures. Not exactly what you'd expect from an official rule book, but those lines are really there, and they are the magic. Remember the first RBO experiment back in 1984? Sam Franklin was willing to try the RBO process with the Phoenix Fire Service because he knew one critically important thing was true. There already existed a good relationship between the union president and the fire chief. As difficult as the early process was at times, Franklin knew that relationship was strong and would be protected. Protecting the relationship remains the key reason why the RBO process continues to work today. That probably explains why when other agencies from other cities try to duplicate what happens in Phoenix, they hit a dead end. Without the strong relationship, the system often just doesn't work as well. When you observe the annual RBO process, you notice that the process isn't nearly as formal or complicated as it was when it started. You won't see labor on one side of the table, management on the other. In fact, most of the time, it's difficult to tell who's representing whom, because together, they represent all members of the Phoenix Fire Department. As the action plan committees make their presentations, and as the discussion goes forward, you notice a few key phrases and concepts that come up again and again. Put the members first. This is more than a theme, it's a mission. In each and every discussion, you'll hear the emphasis on making sure the members of the Phoenix Fire Department are taken care of. Share the credit. It's by no means in order. Nobody really talks about it too much. This is just something everyone does. It's not uncommon for the labor and management co-chairs of each committee to spend a lot of time thanking individual committee members by name for the work they did on a project. This translates to leave your ego at home. Share the work. Part of this is inherent in the committee process, but there's another part that's subtler. The message is, if you want to see change, participate. If you don't like the system, work to change that too. Complaining without taking action will get you nowhere. The atmosphere is so casual that sometimes an issue is raised, discussed, and assigned to a committee before you even realize what's happened. It's not to say there's never conflict. There is. But by sticking to the system, treating one another with respect, and protecting the relationships, conflict can happen without permanent damage. That's the real goal. Leadership changes. Remember Pat Cantelmi, the union president, and Alan Brunacini, the fire chief who helped create the RBO system? Pat and Bruno have retired, and even though they're no longer directly involved, the system still works. The relationships are still going strong. Bob Kahn, Billy Shields, and Pete Garayas took over as the fire chief and presidents of Local 493, respectively, and continued the RBO process in an effective and productive way. The current fire chief, Kara Kalkbrenner, and Local 493 president, Steve Berline, have continued the process in a very seamless manner. The process continues to improve and represents the hard work of labor and management. Benefits of the process. When the RBO system works, members gain because they're involved in the solution and can personally create change. Management gains because they get buy-in from members and the best solutions to problems that face the organization. Although conflict is part of the process, it's handled respectfully. Lawsuits and grievances virtually disappear. RBO summary. The relationship by objective system is a tool that allows labor and management to work through tough issues, deal with conflicts, and reach agreements. It allows the Phoenix Fire Department to be more effective as an organization by improving service delivery, customer service, and most importantly, improving the quality of life for its members. It works because both sides respect each other as being credible participants who have value to offer, and because both sides are willing to understand another point of view. Those are the basic values that drive the organization. In other words, it's the Phoenix Fire Department way.